Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 16th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torsey Bright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance mixed for the indices. We fell on the video here, leading the way to the upside emerging markets. We also saw the Russell 2000, the Nasdaq Composite, Nasdaq 100 in positive territory as well. We ultimately saw the U.S. dollar bond slightly negative to basically flat, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P equal way right about flat there on their performance. Taking a look at the chart of the Russell 2000, we actually see with yesterday's action moves above 2520 for a fourth consecutive buy signal as it rallies to a new all-time high there at 2540. At the moment, at least the index, U.S. equity index that we see trading at new highs. Now, the Nasdaq Composite ultimately reversed back into X's there at 22,800. From here, move above 22 or 23,200 would mark a ninth consecutive buy signal. Pardon me, 10th consecutive buy signal for the Nasdaq 100 Composite. So we'll keep an eye on that potential action as well. But now support there at 22,200 as well as at 21,000 and 2,800. Looking at indicator action, we did see the 30-week reverse into X's here, suggesting an increase in stocks trading above their 50 or 150-day moving average. Also saw that increase reversal back into X's for the 40-week, showing that we're seeing stocks move back above their 200-day moving average as well. Didn't see much additional action to those 10-week indicators, still sitting right at where they reversed up in earlier this week. So worth bearing that in mind. Banks yesterday, Bank of America reported earnings, ultimately reversing back into X's after a positive beat there at 52. From here, move above 53 would complete a bullish catapult there for the three for fiver. Also saw Morgan Stanley report as well, reversing back into X's, rallying above 164 for a fifth consecutive buy signal as it moved to new all-time highs there at 166 on the chart. And then upcoming this morning, or what's already been announced this morning, Taiwan Semiconductor positive action, ultimately trading at new all-time highs as well, looking like it will complete a third consecutive buy signal there at 308. And then looking on elsewhere to other stocks this morning reporting, we do have Charles Schwab along with BNY Mellon, so a few other banks reporting today, Interactive Brokers, but also see CSX reporting also. But that'll wrap us up for Thursday's video. As always, stay tuned for tomorrow. And if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.